from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm fired up, dude. I've been watching a bunch of Olympics. I know you watch some, B. Mm-hmm. Joining us now on the BetQL guest line is our friend Mr. Barry Svrluga, calling from Paris, where he's covering the Olympics for the Washington Post. Barry, what's up, dude? How's life in Paris?
Let me put down this lamb shank and the glass of Pinot Noir, and I will get
to the Oh, man. Don't rub it in,
I mean, it is dinner time, I'm guessing.
What's that?
It is dinner time. You should be enjoying yourself.
Oh, it is. It's 7 p.m., and I'm in between Roland Garros for a little Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal and what might have been Nadal's last match at Roland Garros, and headed over to swimming for another night there. So full days, but fun days for sure.
What swim events are on tonight?
So, really, tonight it's probably a slow night for the Americans. Summer McIntosh, the 17-year-old from Canada, is swimming a final tonight. Real chance at gold there. Ariane Titmus, who beat Katie Ledecky in the 400 free, has the 200 free tonight. She could win her second gold. That's kind of a running theme at swimming is the Aussie versus American rivalry. The U.S. is up now, but could be trailing by tonight. And then Lily King, who you guys may remember, she's won gold in breaststroke before. She's like a super character from Indiana University who like pops off about, drug culture and doping, whether it's by the Russians or the Chinese. So she could say anything at any moment. as I told you guys when we've talked about this before, I'm a little bit of a swimming dork because I've done swimming at the Olympics since 2004, I think. But to me, there's always good storylines in the pool.
Good race last night when they were gold and silver.
Yeah, I mean,
in the St. Red Walsh lost to a Deuce. Is it? What's that?
Deuce? It's Husk.
Husk.
Tori Husk. And she's Arlington. She's an Arlington girl.
Yeah.
Went to Stanford, and in that race, the 100 butterfly, 3 years ago in Tokyo, she missed a medal by 1/100 of a second. Fourth place by 1/100 of a second is worse than coming in last. Like, it's just devastating. So you live with that. You know, guys, like, these people kind of toil in obscurity for 4, or in this case, 3 years, putting in all this work with, like, no reward that people, the outside, really cares about, and you don't know what the result is going to be. So she loses that medal by 1/100 of a second, and then, comes back, not necessarily, or certainly not as the gold medal favorite, did well to be the second seed in the final last night. But Gretchen Walsh from the University of Virginia, she was set the world record in that event at U.S. Trials, and it looked like was in position to knock the record, her own record, down again yesterday. And in the last 25 meters, Tori Husk overcame her. So it's one of the reasons you show up, right? Like, you play the games because you don't know what's going to happen. And it was just an excellent example last night. And just so much reward for Husk over, to put behind what was a disappointment 3 years ago in Tokyo and kind of really reframe her career in what amounts to, under a minute's time. She's got more races to come and could win more medals. And she's now a key member of a couple of American relay teams. So, just a super exciting night. And I will say, and I know I'm getting long-winded here, but I don't know what NBC showed of the 400 IM last night. The French swimmer, Léon Marchand, who's a huge...
Oh, yeah, I saw the whole thing.
So he's a star here, guys, and you know the stats about how the home country does in Olympics as opposed to, you know, when you're on foreign soil. He's got a built-in advantage, but he's also the guy in that event who took down Michael Phelps' last world record. Like, yeah. Phelps had the record in that event from the 08 Olympics. That's a long, long time to hold a record in swimming. And, Marsh, I have seen a lot of things in a lot of places over a lot of years. I was trying to figure out if I had seen a better environment, you know, that something that's not in my top five environments as Leon Marchand coming out and winning the 400 IM in front of just an absolutely enthralled, sold-out French stadium. It was awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. And then throw in a good anthem at the end of these things in the medal ceremony, and I mean, that's why you travel all this way to do it. It was super fun.
That's really cool. We're talking with our friend Barry Sferluga, who is over in Paris covering the Summer Olympics for the Washington Post. Give him a follow at Barry Sferluga, S-V-R-L-U-G-A. He's been tweeting out his columns. I read the Ledecky, I don't know how to say the Australian young lady's name.
Ariane is her first name. Her last name is Titmus, which you can probably pronounce.
Okay. Titmus. And so I watched that race, and I know this because I lost $20 to Mike Beasley because I bet on Ledecky and gave him the field.
Yeah.
And I was unaware of how fast Titmus is. And you had this column about how this is a hole in my resume. I understand that. The Summer Olympics come. I'm in training camp mode. But that Ledecky, who is probably the biggest star in American swimming, right? Like, it was Phelps, probably now Katie. And the long rivalry she's had with this Australian swimmer.
Yeah, and, you know, it's also part of Katie's evolution. I mean, it's amazing to think now she won gold in the 800 free as a 15-year-old in London in 2012. That was kind of a little bit out of nowhere. You know, she's just a kid from Bethesda and Stone Ridge High School. And
hey, if you're shouting out the schools, you better shout out Little Flower, Barry. That's where things started.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, exactly. And she would shout that out. But she's, you know, she's the old horse now. And she no longer, at the 400 distance, can put down times like she used to. Titmus, you may remember her, not because of her, but she beat Katie in Tokyo in that event, and her Aussie coach went viral with this like crazy celebration, just like punching the air, and like, and he had this wild blonde hairdo. It was just like, it became a thing. But that your bet, I would have advised you, was wrong, because there was Titmus and Summer McIntosh were both likely to be better than Ledecky in that event, and there's no shame in how it fell out. I mean, Katie did well to grab a medal. Now, I will say, going forward, that the 800 and the 1500 are Katie's strengths, and she's never lost. She has, I think, the 30 fastest times in history in the 800 and the 19 fastest times in the 1500. So she's heavy gold medal favorites in two more events, and then she'll swim a relay or two. It's the best of her meet is still to come.
All right, that's good to know. Now, wow. Barry, you will also appreciate this, that when I made that bet on the swimming, we were in the men's locker room at RTJ after a round in which we all enjoyed ourselves. So, you know, it was a good...
He wasn't that bad, Brett. Barry, he's just a degenerate and doesn't know how to say no.
Yeah, no, I can feel you on all counts there.
So what is like the hottest ticket over there right now? Is it tennis? Is it the track hasn't really started yet?
Gymnastics,
right? Gymnastics, maybe.
Yeah, track doesn't start until Saturday, and really gets going on Sunday night with the men's 100 final, which will be awesome. Noah Lyles in that. You know, I think, JP, they're all hot tickets. I was headed over from the tennis, which was packed. I mean, no seats available in the main court at Roland Garros for Djokovic and Nadal. But this really, we're only a few days into it. but it already feels like the Olympics has returned. I spent the summer 2021 in Tokyo and February of 2022 in Beijing, and neither of them had fans in the stands. And it's like the world woke up and was like, oh yeah, this is a cool thing that we'd like to go to. And it doesn't hurt that you're in one of the, you know, best cities in the world. I mean, I think it'd be hard to argue against that. So I have not been, I mean, I went to rugby on the Wednesday before opening ceremonies. France, which is very good at that sport and ended up winning gold, was playing its opening match. And there were 69,000 people in a 69,000 seat stadium. Like,
dang, wow. Well, go get some more wine in your blood. Thank you for making time for us, dude.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Thank you. Seriously, Barry, you're always great to us, but calling for Paris is dope, and we appreciate it.
Definitely.
That's our friend, Barry Svrluga. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, S-V-R-L-U-G-A.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.